Hörverstehen 2022, Teil 2.
Podcast Dublin and Belfast Travel Account.
Thank you for listening to my podcast Rebecca's Travel Accounts. Today I would like to tell you about a short trip to Ireland which I made last week. Compared with the various trips to all four corners of the earth, which I have told you about in my podcasts over the last couple of months, Ireland may not seem to be the most exotic holiday destination. Nevertheless, my trip was really exciting and full of interesting impressions. Let me begin by pointing out that I did not do what most tourists probably do in Ireland. I did not cycle, hike, or experience Ireland's natural beauty in any other way. Instead, I wanted to immerse myself in the urban atmosphere of Ireland's two major cities, namely Dublin and Belfast. I started my trip on 2nd of August, flying from Manchester to Dublin. After arriving at Dublin Airport, I picked up a rental car and drove straight to the B&B I had booked online a couple of weeks before. The managers of my B&B, Orla and Liam, were the most warm-hearted people you can imagine. In a way, they really confirmed what I had heard about the Irish all my life, namely, that they are very cheerful, kind, and hospitable people indeed. For the next 3 days, I had planned to take in as many of Dublin's major sites and tourist attractions as possible. For example, I explored Trinity College, with its beautiful campus and the world-famous Book of Kells. Second, I visited two of the most imposing churches in Dublin, Christ Church Cathedral and St. Patrick's Cathedral. Moreover, I took part in a guided tour of the Guinness Storehouse. This tour was rounded off by a pint of Guinness, which is arguably the best-known Irish beer, on the top floor of the building in a bar named Gravity Bar. Last but not least, on my final night in Dublin, I wanted to dive into the city's nightlife in the Temple Bar district. Most of the restaurants in that district may not really serve what I would call gourmet food, but the pubs are absolutely fantastic. There is live music in almost all of them, and the atmosphere in those pubs is just amazing. The next day I left Dublin right after breakfast. I drove onto the motorway, heading north to Belfast. The drive from Dublin to Belfast takes about 2 hours. What is interesting about this drive is the fact that you cross the border between the Republic of Ireland, which is part of the EU, and Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK, without really noticing it right away. There are no border controls, and the landscape is very similar in both parts of Ireland. What you do notice, though, is that all of a sudden, the speed limits on traffic signs are in miles rather than in kilometers per hour, and that petrol stations display prices in pounds rather than euros. After arriving in Belfast, I checked into my hotel right away. As it was lunchtime, I decided to have a snack in a fish and chip shop around the corner. As soon as I opened my mouth to order my food, all the customers in the shop started to look at me. The first thought that I had was that my British accent had caused them to do so. The second thought that went through my mind related to the fact that my hotel was located in a part of Belfast where more than 90% of the population are Catholics. Then, one of the customers came up to me and asked me what part of Britain I was from. I said that I was from Manchester, expecting some kind of hostile reaction. But what actually happened was quite the opposite. Some of the other customers, namely two men and two women, also came to my table telling me all kinds of stories about their uncles, aunts, grandfathers, or other relatives who had gone to Manchester, Sheffield, or Liverpool to work or study there many years ago. They were all very friendly, and after a short chat, they offered to show me some of the top tourist attractions in and around Belfast in the next couple of days. The sights, they showed me included some of the famous attractions like Belfast Castle, Belfast City Hall, Queen's University, the Botanic Gardens, and the super-modern Titanic Belfast Museum. However, they also showed me some other places which you will not usually find on any tour guide's list of attractions. For example, they took me to the Cuban Sandwich Factory, where I ate the most delicious sandwich I have ever had in my entire life. Moreover, we went to the Belfast Gin School and Distillery, where you can learn to make your own bottle of gin that you may even take home. Finally, on the last night, we went to a live concert in a music venue called Voodoo, which boasts a fantastic atmosphere. This is where my travel account about my trip to Ireland ends. I hope you have enjoyed it and can take advantage of it if you decide to visit Dublin or Belfast, both of which are truly worth visiting. But now I need to continue organizing my next trip to a destination that I am not yet giving away at this point. If you want to find out about it, just listen to my next podcast.